The University of Detroit Mercy presents another encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor radio program. Today's show takes us back to October 1985.
The University of Detroit presents Ask the Professor. The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio program on which you match wits with the University of Detroit professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Edmund DeWitt, and today we have our regular panel with us. On my right, from the Department of Psychology, Professor Robert O'Neill.
Tickle pink to be here.
Oh, good. On his right, from the Department of Mathematics, Professor Mary Jo Nichols.
It's nice to be here, Ed.
It's nice to have you here. On Mary Jo's right, from the School of Education and Human Services and Wayne County Community College and the War College and wherever else people will use him, Professor Wallace Pease.
Hi, Dad, and hi to President Ronald Temple, our new president at Wayne County Community College.
Oh, yes, that's right, that's right. Wallace's right. From the Department of Political Science of, should we mention it?
Why not?
Yeah, Oakland University, Professor John Klemanski.
Hi, Ed.
Hi.
And we hear you're a valuable addition to their staff.
Yes. Invaluable.
Yes.
John told us.
Yes. All right. Most of the questions you hear in this program are sent in by our listeners. If you stump the panel, you will receive an autograph photograph, photograph autograph, and a bumper sticker. If you fail to stump the panel, you get a bumper sticker and a photographed autograph.
Hmm. So they're nice prizes.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
They really are. They're worth fighting for.
Oh, yeah.
They're worth sending in questions.
Right.
They're not worth dying for, though.
Now we begin with a set of questions from Mark Bowman of Allen Park, Michigan.
Okay.
Who says, "Dear panel, enclosed for your consideration is a series of 10 questions on the subject of defunct sports leagues, plus a bonus question on mathematics for the benefit of Professor Nichols."
I don't think I'm going to get any of these.
This bonus question was submitted with my last set of questions several years ago and disallowed in an episode of what I consider to have been blatant favoritism.
Yeah.
It is hoped that the enclosed documentation will put to rest any question of the legitimacy of this question. Assuming
that you print it on paper, it's true or something.
Right. Yeah. Assuming that I can count on Professor DeWitt not to trivialize this challenge with excessive hints.
We never do that.
No. You're off to a good start, Mark, right now.
Tear up his picture.
That's right. 7 out of 10 is passing. They will put mustaches on them.
Really?
I fully realize that this is nearly the ultimate in dreaming, but that's life in the big city for you. Okay. All right.
Well, we're good on sports, and Wallace is good on defunct, so we should
We should be all set here.
I feel that I'm going to get it.
Okay. What was the nickname of the Anaheim, California franchise in the American Basketball Association?
The nickname or the real name?
The nickname.
The Anaheim Athletes.
It was the Anaheim. You got half of it.
Maybe the Mickey Mouse.
No.
Did it rhyme with Anaheim?
No, it didn't.
The NBA.
The Anaheim Sublime.
No, it's not the NBA.
Anaheim.
It's a basketball.
That's a whole league.
These are leagues.
Oh,
that
you're
was
talking
the question.
About
a team.
Oh, a team.
Yes. What's the word for friends in Spanish?
Amigos.
Amigos.
That's right. The Anaheim Amigos.
Mm. See, I told you I could get them.
Sure.
You think I don't know anything about sports. I'm very sports-minded.
Right on.
Name the two teams who played in the 1974 World Bowl, the championship game of the World Football League.
Okay.
1974?
A New York team.
That was the year I got married.
Was it a team from the South?
Yes, okay. Both from the South.
Birmingham?
Yes.
And do I have to give you the name of the
Well, I'll
the
accept
team?
Birmingham.
Birmingham and Memphis.
Not Memphis.
Was it in Texas?
No, it's farther
Memphis
to the
Memphis is in Tennessee.
It's farther to the east.
Farther to the east. In Mississippi.
And south.
South.
Florida.
Louisiana.
Florida.
Florida. Okay.
Florida.
Gainesville.
Gators. The Florida Blazers and the Birmingham Americans.
All right. Good
what
game.
Kind of a game was this?
Football.
Hard fought. Hard fought.
Yes. After the Michigan Stags of the World Hockey Association left Detroit, where did they relocate and what nickname did they adopt?
They went to Toronto.
No.
They went out west.
No.
They went to Quebec.
No.
They went up north.
No.
East.
East.
They went to Pittsburgh.
South of Pittsburgh. And
Philadelphia.
East. Keep going.
Washington, D.C. and
Very
became senators.
Baltimore.
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 Orioles.
No.
This is hockey.
The Baltimore.
Colts.
Begin with the
Skates.
Blades.
Skates.
The Blades. The Blades. Oh. The Baltimore Blades.
I was close.
We were very close.
Sure. What major league did the El Paso Juarez Soul play in?
Soccer.
Well,
basketball.
Cricket.
No, it's not basketball.
Football.
No.
Volleyball.
Baseball.
Volleyball.
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 Good team, too.
Mm-hmm. The International yeah. Volleyball Association.
That's a good league.
They won most of their games, that El Paso team.
You can get them on cable now.
Can you?
Oh, really? No. Another reason
did
to get
cable. Did they
allow
girls to play
with them?
All
right,
wow. What was the first champion? Who was the first champion in 1974 of the National Lacrosse League?
Oh, boy.
You know, some sports just don't
they're
seem
probably
to
either
catch
on.
They're
on one of the coasts.
Yeah.
No.
No, they, right were,
oh,
they were in the heartland.
The Nebraska?
They're not
the northern tier of states.
No, they're not.
Cedar Rapids.
They're not far from Toronto, except they're not Canadian. They're in New York.
The Buffalo.
Buffalo.
South of
Bills.
Buffalo.
Utica.
The next
Syracuse.
Big city.
Bronx.
Cleveland.
No.
Cleveland's
in
not
York.
In New York.
Lackawanna. South. Oh, south we're going.
We're going a little bit south.
Binghamton.
A little over.
Albany.
No. Think of Jack Benny's butler.
Rochester.
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 And now what,
Rockets.
No. Now, what is
Rangers.
A what is a term for a dragon-like creature from mythology?
A dragonfly.
No.
Pterodactyls.
It begins with an R, obviously.
It begins with a G.
A G.
G.
G. Gargoyles.
They're like
Godzilla's. Gargantuan.
They look kind of like dragons.
Like dragons.
Reptilian creatures with big wings.
And they fly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They have one at Temple Bar in London leading into the old city.
A gremlin.
Not a gremlin.
A
griffin.
Griffin.
A griffin. Yeah.
A griffin. That was very
has
good.
Has the body of a lion.
Griffon.
Griffon, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the wings of a big thing.
Of a big thing. Yes,
I forgot
the wings
something,
of a big
though.
Thing.
What was this all about?
Doesn't matter.
It was a lacrosse
I
team.
I
want to
know.
The Rochester Griffin.
The Rochester Griffin. Griffins.
Yes, yes.
It's funny how some sports don't make it. And
that's right. Lacrosse.
Look, I don't
know
how you can tell which ones don't and which ones. I mean,
they have
all
a good name.
They get Supreme
look
Court
alike.
Protection.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you're all doing the same.
True.
Next question.
What was the name of the Spring Football League contrived in 1983 as a rival to the USFL?
The World. National Football League.
Not national.
The American.
The American Football League.
Mm-hmm.
The
Federal.
United States Football
Not
League.
Not national.
Regional football league.
No, beyond national.
The international,
international
football,
football
league.
Football league. Yeah.
Intergalactic.
The cosmic football league.
Oh, Neil, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
We've seen some strange species play.
They're playing the Martian Munchkins next
week. What professional sports league had teams nicknamed
small,
the Bicentennials, the Jaws, and the Quicksilvers?
What professional sports league
had teams nicknamed the Bicentennials, the Jaws, and the Quicksilvers?
The AFL.
No.
The NFL.
No. Football, basketball.
It's a form of football.
Football.
Cricket.
Football.
Rugby.
Rugby.
It's a form of rugby.
Cricket.
What does Pele play? Soccer.
Soccer.
That's it.
Soccer.
Yes.
Soccer. You see?
Pele.
He's a famous
the Interplanetary Soccer Federation.
You really
He's
do know.
Also
these
the
people.
Only one I've ever heard of.
What was the name of the trophy awarded to the champion of the American Soccer League?
A soccer ball.
No, it's named after a beer. A very famous beer
a
brewed
Budweiser.
In the western states.
Coors.
That's right.
The Coors trophy.
The Coors can.
Well, that's close enough. It's
the Coors
cup.
The Coors cup, of course.
The Coors mug.
Yes. The Miami Screaming Eagles folded before playing a single game. What league
they
were they
lose,
scheduled
they
to
lose?
Was
the,
that's
right.
Right.
Unfortunately, was the International Parachute Federation.
No. What league were they scheduled to play in?
The National Football League.
No.
The Baseball League.
No.
The Basketball League.
No.
Swimming.
It was a football.
It was a world.
Hockey.
Hockey Association.
That's right.
WHA.
Which new league's first player draft featured the question, is Jelko Franjulovic a man or a woman?
That's got to be
tennis.
That's right. It's world team tennis.
I tell. See, you all think. See, I'm all in
tag
sport.
Tag team tennis?
Tag team. No.
World team tennis.
I just finished.
It's world
Chamberlain's autobiography. And
you got tips.
And then I finished Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's. And now I've got Bill Russell's. And I've read Jim
He knows
Brown's,
all there is
I'm,
to know about football
I'm
now.
Yes. Starting on the baseball players now.
Great.
I've got Mickey Mantle.
Okay.
I'm going to learn about sports before I get off this
show.
Okay.
Now, the bonus question for Professor Nichols.
Oh, here we go.
Oh,
and for
dear.
Anybody else who wants to jump in.
Thank God we can rest.
What is the technical term for the fourth power of a number? The technical term.
Okay, we've got a square, we've got a cube.
Cube. Quartic. It's got to be something like
no,
quad. Tetra. Is it a Q-U-A?
No,
fourth
it isn't.
Fourth power.
It isn't a Q-U-A at all.
It's a. It has nothing to do with anything like that.
Sounds the name of a
biquadrant.
Sounds the name of a Babylonian king. Is what it sounds like.
Nebuchadnezzar.
No. Now I'll have to give this to you and see if Professor Nichols can confirm this. A Zenzi Zenzik.
Well, I've never heard of it.
Why would you just say to the fourth power? Why go through all the Zenzi Zenzi?
But I will look it up.
Okay.
Tune
to the Zenzi
Zenzi. Zenzi?
We have
I've never
Oxford
said
English
that in my
dictionary.
Whole life.
We'll check it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
How is it spelled? And we'll check it out in the OED.
Right. Zenzi Zenzi.
Okay. Well, we thank Mr. Bowman.
What's going on?
Somebody
here?
Trying to break in.
Yeah. How do we
he
spell
didn't
that?
Stump.
The panel.
But those were good questions, so keep it up. And someone's going to look and see what Zenzi
yes.
Zenzik looks like in print.
Aha, uh-huh, a whole
so
program without Klemanski.
Send how some would more
you?
in, Mr.
How would you spell that?
K-L-E-M-A-N-S-K-I.
That's very good, Wallace.
Thank you. I'm all into polls.
Okay.
I will check it out.
Yeah.
Our next set of questions comes from Glenn Waters of Chesapeake, Virginia. And he sends these questions on a computer printout.
All of these are on computer printouts.
Well, this is a real printout. This is the green bar paper.
Oh, hey.
Oh, green bar, that's good.
I'll tell you. Says, I've listened to your show for quite some time now, and I thought
I'd
send some questions in. All these questions are science fiction oriented.
Okay. Wallace.
25 questions, 4 points each, 70 points is passing.
Okay.
Sure. Okay. Who coined the term sci-fi?
Arthur Clarke.
No.
Oh, Jacques Cousteau.
No.
One of the important authors?
Never heard of him. But then what do I know about sci-fi?
H.G. Wales.
No. No, this was...
Steven Spielberg.
This was Forrest J. Ackerman.
Oh, no we're kidding. In trouble.
Mm-hmm.
If that is a paradigm...
There was a librarian trying to get science fiction into
I
a
think
girl's
that's
mouth.
It. Yeah. I think you've got it.
The Ackerman system.
Yeah.
What are close encounters of the first, second, and third kinds?
Okay,
the
you got
first
a
is actual touching or something.
No, that's
the first kind is a sighting.
That's
sighting.
Right.
Oh.
The second kind is something actually left, some
that's
visible
right.
proof that the extraterrestrial has been here.
That's right.
And the third kind is when you see them.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And communicate.
You
yes.
communicate.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
you
contact.
Have a relevant, authentic, dyadic
that's
encounter.
Because I read the book after the movie and bought everything I could. It was a magnificent
the T-shirt looks
movie,
good on you.
Especially after they cut it.
Yes, yes. All right. Who was Indiana Jones named for?
The state of Indiana.
No.
The state of Jones.
No.
No, his father was named Jones Klemanski.
Oh, I thought it was
his
Indiana
father was
Abbott.
Named Jones Klemanski.
Well, why wasn't he named Indiana Klemanski?
I don't know.
To make it
question.
Simpler,
somehow
Indiana
that,
Jones.
That wouldn't do.
No.
Maybe that's where he taught.
No, he was named after George Lucas's dog, Indy.
That's silly.
That's ridiculous.
Well, John Wayne.
Where do the Martians first land in Orson Welles' War of the Worlds?
New Jersey.
That's right. You want to know, want to guess where?
Trenton.
No.
Secaucus.
No.
Red Bank.
Patterson.
No, it's Grover's Mills.
Grover's Mills. Of course. Who could forget that?
Mm-hmm. Name a role played by Kirk Douglas, Boris Karloff, and Jack Palance.
Dracula.
No, I'd also say Spencer Tracy also.
Yeah.
Frankenstein.
Some boxer.
No, the two guys.
Yeah.
Mr. Hyde.
That's right.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
That's right. For whom was the role of the wizard in MGM's The Wizard of Oz originally written?
Spencer Tracy.
No.
We'll mull that over.
Yes, while you talk about that, let's take a little break here.
You're listening to an encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor program from October 1985. We're pleased to bring you these special classic shows throughout the summer months, and thank you for listening. Now, let's return to this classic Ask the Professor show from October 1985.
Okay, we're back with our questions from Glenn Waters of Chesapeake, Virginia on science fiction, and I'm just going to kind of...
Clark Gable.
Tiptoe through these at
Are
random.
Are you kidding? No. Cary Grant.
For whom was the role of the Wizard of Oz originally written?
Frank Baum.
No, no.
He wanted
Orson
to play
Welles.
No.
Bill Cosby.
No.
Al Jolson.
I give up.
This was W.C. Fields.
Oh, no. Why didn't
I would have
do
never
it?
Guessed
no,
that.
No, he was the last person.
What three things can a phaser do?
Well, it can disintegrate you.
It'll phase.
Phase you, yeah.
It can kill you.
It can knock you down.
Yes, it can stun, it can kill.
And it can cook an egg, either soft or hard-boiled.
They've never done that with a phaser.
Atomize.
It says here it can also self-destruct.
Hey, that's
I
handy.
I don't think I ever saw a phaser self-destruct.
That's the best trick. Okay.
What was Soylent Green?
People.
That's right.
People food, that's so right. to speak.
It's, no, it was just
so
people.
Yes.
You remember the last remark that Charlton Heston made?
Let's Soylent have somebody
Green
over for dinner.
Soylent Green is people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Soylent Green is people.
Mm-hmm.
He's an awful actor.
That was profound.
Yeah.
The worst actor.
What message did President Reagan convey to Sally Ride during her voyage into space?
Hi.
No.
Ride, Sally, ride.
No. Oh, that's good. That's too bad he didn't have you as a scriptwriter.
He probably said, you know, what's cooking or something, you know, very
very appropriately
sexy.
Yeah. Sexist. Yeah. No, yeah. It was, may the force be with you.
Oh,
did he say that? May the force be with you.
Really?
He would, yes.
That's too pop.
Yeah. Who did MGM first want to play Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz?
W.C. Fields.
In drag.
No, who was their big popular...
Shirley Temple.
Shirley Temple, that's
Why didn't
right.
she do it?
Good question. I don't know.
It wasn't a very good part.
No.
It ultimately turned out not to be because I think Judy Garland got it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What?
She did get it, definitely.
What are the names of the four ghosts in Pac-Man?
In
Pac-Man.
Mm-hmm. Aren't they like pink ghost and blue ghost?
You've
and,
got it. That's close.
And green
we,
ghost.
Now
and
we know what you do in your
ghost.
Spare time.
No, red ghosts are the best.
I'll give you half. It's Plinky, Inky, Blinky, and Clyde.
Don't it was ask just like pink ghost, right.
I don't think I would ever have gotten that.
Name the three actors who portrayed Superman on the movie screen.
George Reeves.
Yes.
Christopher Reeve.
That's right. And before that, there was one who played in a serial.
George Lazenby.
No, not George Lazenby.
Superman. Yes. Probably one of those Tarzan guys.
Well,
no,
it was
he
wasn't
like
that.
It was fat.
No, very fat.
It was Kirk Allen.
Kirk Allen.
Kirk, yes,
Allen.
He was
never
really
heard of him.
Awful.
Mm-hmm. Was he?
As opposed to the others, right?
Yeah.
Yes. That's right. Yes. Okay. What does UNCLE stand for, as in man from?
The United Network Command for Law Enforcement.
Yes.
Hey, that's very good.
And I'm appalled you know the answer to that.
It's embarrassing.
Robert Vaughn was one of my favorite heroes. He got a PhD in
communication studies. Right. He started out in political science, but then he...
But he wrote about the movie industry in the 50s.
The blacklisting. Like,
right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's quite a good book, in fact, apparently. Yeah. I mean, it was a very serious, credible piece of work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What government agency unleashes ectoplasmic disaster upon New York in Ghostbusters?
The Pillsbury Doughboy.
No.
Oh, no, he's created because somebody's thinking. You're supposed to make your mind blank.
That's right. That's
I didn't like that movie.
It was funny.
But that's a great moment for me.
What was that? I don't know.
EPA.
Oh, the EPA.
The EPA, of course, yes.
All right. Yeah.
The nuclear destruction of which American city is the topic of the day after?
San Francisco.
No, it's someplace in the Midwest. Des Moines or
Topeka.
Somewhere.
Kansas.
Yeah, Kansas City.
Topeka, Manhattan.
No.
Manhattan, Kansas.
I'll give you credit for Kansas. It's Lawrence, Kansas.
Lawrence, Kansas.
Oh, there
and
were
finally,
four cities out
the
there.
Initials B-E-M stand for?
B-E-M?
B-E-M.
Oh,
B-E-M.
What's the context?
In a science fiction thing.
Oh. Bodily?
No.
Big?
No.
Ectoplasmic?
No.
Monster.
Monster is one of them.
Extraterrestrial.
No. B-E
How
monster.
How do you get extraterrestrial
B-E monster.
B-E.
Oh. It describes the physical appearance.
Big eye monster.
Not
bug
big
eye.
Bug-eyed
monster.
Bug-eyed monster.
Yes.
What's that from?
I have no idea.
Bug-eyed monster.
Early sci-fi. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we thank Mr. Waters at sea.
Seems like I would have seen
one,
that.
One, two, three,
I'm
four.
I'm sure you did.
Five, six, seven times five is 35. He won.
All crabs.
Yeah, he won, Pat.
Well, we were supposed to get 700 points, though, or something.
No, no, he's supposed to get 70, and you got 70. 65.
Oh,
he was lucky.
So Shucks. Mr. Waters is a winner.
Had we just gotten a half more.
Yeah. one more good
time. Your fault. I'm assuming it's Mr. Waters. It's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, but after
yes.
Glenn Close, I mean, who knows anymore?
It's probably.
You can never tell.
Yeah, you can
if you would have gotten Lawrence, we would have had him.
Next set of questions comes
if you
could
have even said Larry or something.
We would have been close.
Glenn Close, yeah.
Well, next set of questions comes from John Jackson of Detroit, Michigan,
okay.
Who just starts right in.
Good for him.
I like
what
that.
What does the word achromatose mean?
A sleeping
No,
that's
person
comatose.
Without color.
Comatose.
Without color. That's comatose. Right. That's right. Without color.
Achromatose means without color.
That's right. That's right.
Like what?
Achromatic.
You mean like a piece of white paper?
Probably.
Yeah.
Is achromatose.
I guess.
No, that has all colors.
Achromatic.
Dingbat. Black has no color.
Oh, okay.
White has
like
all
a
colors.
Piece of black paper,
yes.
Right.
Which would be achromatose.
That's right.
Like an
or just black and white.
Board.
That's right.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Achromatose.
Or an achromatose bird.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or
achromatose
blank.
Achromatose jack.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
What country is named Bharat by the Hindus?
Indonesia.
No.
India.
That's right. India.
Inja.
What is meant by sahib in India?
Friend.
No.
Master.
That's right. That's right. It also means European or sir, but they're all synonymous.
Yeah.
I saw that from some of those Indian movies you used to go to.
Sabu.
You remember that dreadful one with the guy blowing the horn while they were shooting?
Oh, Gunga Din.
Yes.
No, that was the party with Peter Sellers. Remember that opening
that
scene?
That was a great movie. That was
very
a
funny.
Great movie.
Very funny.
Is Japan south or north of Korea?
Both, probably.
That's right. Both. That's right.
Just strings all along.
In what state is the town of Lake Wobegon located?
Minnesota.
That's right.
Yeah, the fictional Lake Wobegon.
What is Ellen Gilchrist's occupation?
She's a poet and an author.
That's right.
And a commentator on NPR.
That's true. That's true.
She's just moved to Mississippi. Did you hear her today?
No.
She's left Arkansas, Fayetteville, and gone back to Jackson, Mississippi.
Hmm. It's time for the next question.
It's I'm interesting,
though, because
culture.
My wife wants to be Ellen Gilchrist. She listens to her on the radio.
Yeah, she's very good.
She wants to spend the rest of her life interviewing famous people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she could start
you
with
know,
us.
Your
yeah,
wife would be
have her come in
that.
Sometime.
Yes. 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 Have her come in and sit in our show and everything.
By what name was Tasmania formerly known?
Well, it was a Dutch name.
That's right.
That was
do
very
I know
good.
Geography?
Yeah. Orange.
No.
I'm
going to give you half right
thank
away
you.
For that.
New Amsterdam.
No. It's
Holland.
Van Diemen's Land.
Van Diemen's Land. Okay.
Clemency's got
a yeah, he's doing
really I know
well.
My colonial
he knows
empire.
His colonial empire.
Who was the female lead in The Beautiful Blonde from Bashful Bend? That's a movie.
Well, she was blonde.
Yeah,
probably.
Jane, not Jane Russell.
No,
Jane,
no.
Jane Mansfield.
No, this is in the early 40s.
Doris Day.
Before Doris Day's time.
Betty Grable.
Betty Grable.
Betty.
That's right.
Very. Yeah, because I thought about legs.
Yes.
You get that out of the Beautiful Blonde, you think of you. Betty Grable's
yes.
legs.
What kind of refrigerator did Willie Loman own in Death of a Salesman?
An icebox.
No.
Had a brand name?
Frigidaire.
No.
GE.
Nope. Named after
LaSalle.
A town in
a manna.
Nebraska. Not a manna.
Lincoln.
No. Hastings.
Hastings.
Where my father-in-law was
he had
born.
A great affection
Hastings.
And hatred for all the products that he
that's
owned.
Right. That's right. What two states in the
his
U.S.
father?
What,
yeah.
What two states in the U.S. grow most of the Venus flytraps?
California?
Nope. Begins with a C, though.
Connecticut.
Nope.
Is it down south?
Yep.
It's a pretty tropical kind of plant.
Yep. There are two states.
Colorado. What's
Colorado's
the
not in the south.
Two states that have C in their name.
Oh, C in the name.
In their name. Oh, that's not bad.
It's got to be your state.
New Mexico.
North Carolina.
Carolina and yeah. South
and
Carolina.
South Carolina.
South Carolina.
That's right.
Did you know that?
No. The first Venus flytrap I ever saw was in Washington, D.C. We don't grow the... Well, I guess we do. I mean... We grow
commercially.
If we grow tobacco, I guess you can grow Venus flytrap.
Sure, why not? Sure.
One solves
eats
a population
lungs,
problem.
The other one eats a fly.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Or fingers.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Or
I'm
small
eating.
Children.
What is ultimogeniture? Ultimogeniture.
The final father.
No.
Oh, last born. Yeah. The principle of last born as opposed to primogeniture.
That's right. That's right. It's inheritance
That's like
by
me.
The youngest son.
Mm-hmm. I'm the youngest.
That's right.
Oh,
does, your,
boy.
Does your family practice ultimogeniture?
Ultimogenicide.
We'll see. Yeah, yeah.
When they saw him, they said, "We better stop this. We got to cut this out."
Mm-hmm. Actually, they said, "We're too late."
Yeah. Right.
Final question. The humerus bone, H-U-M-E-R-U-S,
yes.
is located in what part of the arm?
The elbow. Upper.
That's right.
Arm.
That's right.
Goes from the upper.
Very good panel, very good. Well, Mr. Jackson did not stump the panel.
No, sir.
He did not.
Those
we
were fun. Those
very
were good.
Good questions,
yes.
Mr.
Send,
Jackson.
Send some more in, Mr. Jackson, from Detroit, Michigan. Send in some more.
Sure.
And now we turn
Go
to,
back to Matt.
Max Smith of Mendocino.
Mac's getting a lot of air.
California.
Couple past
one of
weeks.
Our favorites.
That's right. Who asks, the saltiest lake is what?
The Great Salt Lake.
The no, Dead Sea.
That's right, the Dead Sea.
You've got to get a little more cosmopolitan here, Wallace. Don't yeah. stay within the continental United States.
No.
Expand your horizons.
The rings of Saturn are about 500,000 miles in circumference. How thick are they?
2 miles.
Nope.
10 miles.
Oh, about 300,000.
Nope.
About they're less
inch.
Than...
18.
They're not very...
A little more than an inch.
Mm-hmm. About an inch. Mm-hmm. About
2 inches.
About half.
Inch and a half.
Foot. About a foot. Mm-hmm. That's right. About a foot.
That's only in the photograph.
That makes up for my Great Lake, Great Salt Lake.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The first Nobel Prize winner was...
Alfred Nobel. He gave one to himself,
no,
too.
No, this
no.
This was a woman.
Kamansky. He didn't do that.
A
French, woman.
A French poet.
Madame
Curie.
Curie.
Didn't she share it? Or was that the second time around?
I don't know.
She won one by herself, and I think she shared one with
her husband.
Yeah. I think yeah. you're right, yes.
And
yes.
then she died of radium poisoning.
Yeah. Greer Garson and Walter happen. Pigeon.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was
that
a great happened. Movie.
Yeah.
Not a dry eye in the house.
I know.
Oh, Mac.
Okay. Well, sorry, Mac, but at least we got two out this time, so we'll come back to you again. I'd like to thank the panel today for being with me, Professor O'Neill, Professor Nichols, Professor Peace,
Take
Professor
care.
Klemanski, and now this word.
Email your questions to atp@udmercy.edu, or you may fax them to 313-993-1166. Attention, Ask the Professor.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the E.J. and A.U. Smith Media Center on the University of Detroit campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Tom McParlin. Our technical director is Jim Muir. Executive producer is Vivian Dix. And until next time, this is your host, Edwin DeWint.
Matt Mayo and the current panel of Ask the Professor return next week with a special midsummer edition of the show. So please plan to join us.